Hey, Gratitude Seeker, happy Thanksgiving. What I would love to share with you today is how this celebration actually started and what was the initial purpose. The first proclamations of this day of Thanksgiving. And I think this is quite important because beyond the things that became a tradition, like the parade or the turkey eating, the basis of this celebration is gratitude, is giving thanks for the blessings that we have in our life. What you will hear right now, quoted from Wikipedia, and I really hope that it will bring an interesting perspective to this celebration. On Thursday, September 24th, 1789, the first House of Representatives voted to recommend the First Amendment of the newly drafted Constitution to the states for ratification. The next day, Congressman Elias Bourinot from New Jersey proposed that the House and Senate jointly request of President Washington to proclaim a day of thanksgiving for the many signal favors of Almighty God. Bourinot said that he could not think of letting the session pass over without offering an opportunity to all the citizens of the United States of joining with one voice in returning to Almighty God their sincere thanks for the many blessings he had poured down upon them. As president, on October 3rd, 1789, George Washington made the following proclamation and created the first Thanksgiving Day designated by the national government of the United States of America. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be. That we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of His providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty, which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner, in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which hath been pleased to confer upon us. And also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all whether in public or in private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people, by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them, and thus, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the 3rd day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1789. While I know that this paragraph was read in an imperfect spoken English, I hope that this will serve as a reminder for today of what those amazing leaders of the past wanted for all Americans and for all Americans to focus on this day of celebration. Personally, I think that it's a great opportunity for us to bring in more gratitude in our life, to choose to cultivate a habit of being grateful, to do this today, but also to make a decision to make gratitude a bigger part of our life and to enjoy its benefits. These 30 days of Thanksgiving daily are my way of supporting you on this journey. And the Gratitude Podcast as a whole, I think, can be a really great way in which you can continue to cultivate this positive habit for an amazing life. Thank you so much for listening, and have a happy Thanksgiving.